This is a poem based on Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. And I used for it an experience that I had while walking along the Louisville Riverwalk one morning and coming across a homeless man, and how it seemed that the disenfranchised of society are driven to the fringes and driven to public spaces and parks, and the seeming contrast between a place of peace and of rest, and yet the driven, those driven away by just adversity and difficulty and addiction, kind of into hiding in the fringes. And so this is called One Morning Along the Louisville Riverwalk. Baked by the morning sun from without and cirrhosis from within, a wiry-haired homeless man sits mumbling under a poplar's shade on a Riverwalk park bench overlooking the Ohio. Carrying on in the company of conversant phantoms, he sits without home or health, mumbling and medicating memories with a 24-ounce paper-bagged can. As I power walk past, I wonder if his loitering is a lazy diffidence or the patient defiance of desperation. Is this madman stoically waiting for the cosmic transubstantiation of self and park? Or if he isn't, will he be shown the new, a revitalization which reclaims from the edge of bewilderment and neglect a park where the retreating and harried are welcomed and homed among the wood and water, rather than driven to the fringes of public view? In that day, the longing and lazy will give way to the lounging and leisure of regality and rule, and from that park's wood will fall fruit and healing blown by the gentle wind to those lying in the shade along that river's walk. In that day, I hope I see this man seated on a bench overlooking the river torrent of purity and life flowing from the God throne, unphantomed and no longer weary, but being baked again, not by the unmaking cloud of addiction and alienation, but by the ever-presence and dawn of the palingenitor.